Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:08 on Thursday. Oh. Almost Friday. Thank you, Morgan. Phil Collins, you want to go see him? Be caller number 9 right now.
Think twice.
This is Yuzi's song.
It's so pretty.
Oh, think twice.
Just another day for you. You and me in paradise.
Our girl Berg gave me a lot of song suggestions.
Oh, really?
She's a huge fan.
One
right
here. Oh, is that
this
so?
One right here? She, oh. she gave me a list of songs that I could play for. I'm like, great. Awesome.
Yeah, she's surprising. This was the story she told me where she loves this guy, and I'm looking at her like, you're a show tunes chick.
Yeah. She has a very broad musical palette. Really?
But she worked on Broadway. She's a, you know,
publicist.
Theater lady.
Didn't he write, he wrote a Broadway musical soundtrack at some point.
He did?
Maybe I'm thinking of someone else. Anyway, that's really neither here nor there. He's going to be here. He's going to be at the Chase Center, the brand new Chase Center, October 17th, 2019. And if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Phil Collins, be caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Verified fan on sale this Friday. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. So you got to jump through a hoop or two there to be a verified fan. Go to livenation.com. I'm sure they'll have all the info. But you can win these tickets right now, 800-400-3697 if you're calling number 9. All right, let's... Oh, by the way, we're peaking for the week today at 9 o'clock.
Yes.
With the movie Dumbo.
And Highwaymen Netflix.
And possibly some other...
Hotel Mumbai.
Okay. Oh.
Quickies.
So the business to be in these days is weed. Even if you don't smoke it, it's fine. Just be in it. Just have a business. Totally. Correct.
Well, I have heard that it's, you know, a lot of people rushed into it. So we'll see who survives.
The oversaturation.
Uh-huh.
Charlie Sheen. He's launching his own line of pot vapes called Sheenius. that name is Sheenius.
Oh, that's funny.
The strains. He named all the strains himself. He's got Malibu Dream. Millie's Vanilla, Grandma's Perfume, Clown Mace, yikes, no Tiger Blood. So I was like, Tiger Blood should be one of the names. I mean.
Maybe he's trying to step back from that.
Oh, it's like brings back bad memories.
Yeah.
He named them all. There's another one called The Legend, which he named because, quote, the kids keep calling him that on the street.
Oh, really?
He said, it's kind of cool. It's a little much, you know. Legends aren't. Oh, do you have it?
No.
Oh,
no, I don't.
Oh, you're just playing some of his audio. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear his voice. It's kind of cool. It's a little much, you know. Legends aren't usually still alive, but I started hearing it in enough situations and from a variety of people, and so I said, you know what? Let's give the people what they want. The Legend. That's one of the strains. He's been sober for a year.
Wow, good for him.
He says, and in case you're wondering, he's not one of the people who smokes pot. When they say they're sober, but they still smoke pot. He's not one of those people. He says he hasn't really smoked it in 10 years.
Hmm.
I haven't smoked pot in like 10 years. It's just not my thing. A lot of people claim to be sober, still smoke pot. I'm not one of them.
That is very common.
Mm-hmm.
You could be in an AA meeting where everyone is saying they're sober, and there will be someone saying, oh, yeah, but I still smoke pot. And right. You just go, great.
So you're...
Someone's now going to debate this person about whether they're sober or not. We're all going to have to listen. Super.
Just accept it and move on to the, you know,
healing
part.
Let the guy define his own sobriety. Be done with it.
He is launching 6 flavors April 2nd. Is that Tuesday?
I believe it is Tuesday, yeah.
And they're going to be in about 20 dispensaries. I don't have a list of those or if they're, you know, if you're going to be able to go find Sheenius, the legend.
Well, you could just go to Genius.com.
Oh, Genius.com is... Oh.
It is being launched. It says coming soon.
Okay. Well, they're saying 6 flavors, April 2nd, 20 dispensaries. Priced between $60 and $70. What do you get for between $60 and $70? Like, are you getting the vape pen
the
and the oil? Yeah, I don't really understand how it all works. I should probably...
Is it...
Although,
it's just
cares?
Either the one kind where it's reusable, right?
Yeah, and you can fill it with whatever
it's
oil.
It's just a one-time use or... What am I trying to say, Bryn? What's
yeah,
that?
Like a disposable cartridge.
Ones?
Yeah,
And there's some
disposable,
that have batteries that are attached to
yeah.
it already.
Yeah.
And some of them you can reuse the batteries and recharge them.
Yeah.
But there are ones that you just throw the whole battery along with the cartridge away.
So it's just good while it's good, and that's that. Mm-hmm. When it runs out, that one's disposable.
Yeah, it's easier.
Let's disposable stuff, people.
Right.
Let's go ahead and just have refillable cartridges and a battery that can be recharged.
Exactly.
I'm thinking that's the eco-friendly way to... If you're going to smoke pot and be all of the earth...
Yeah, and typically you can get about a gram of that oil for about $60 or $70.
Oh, so that's what it sounds like he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
How much is a gram of oil? How high am I going to get off that?
60, oh, you mean how high? Well, it'll last you a while.
Show me in like, is that way less than an ounce? Like what?
You know those vape pens you see? It's
yeah.
about maybe about an inch long.
Yeah,
that's
filled.
About a gram filled.
Oh,
and they'll have half grams as well. They sell about maybe $30 or something like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know this because I have a lot of friends in that business.
You don't have to say. It's okay.
Our friends
don't care.
We have friends that open up shops.
People are allowed to do stuff when they're not at work.
It's fine.
You're allowed to have a life outside of here.
Compare and contrast. You know, you just want to see.
Right.
Prices.
Get together and get your ass in here every day. We don't care what you do.
Maybe you can get a good business out of it and make some money.
Yeah, it's legal. So you don't have to explain.
Charlie Sheen. Genius.
Genius, everybody.
Genius.
Speaking of celebrities and weed, Seth Rogen. Surprise, everyone. Seth Rogen's in the weed business. He's launching a weed company in Canada to make it easier for people to learn to love cannabis. What's his laugh? He's got
That's it.
It's something like that. Close. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, it's impossible. He's so him. Oh. Seth Rogen. So, I love zombie movies. I love zombie books. I love zombie TV shows. I'm into zombies. There's a movie called Zombieland. It came out, I didn't even know, 10 years ago. I don't know when. It was the first time I ever saw Emma Stone in a movie was that movie. Jesse Eisenberg is the main character. He's the guy who played in The Social Network. He played Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
He's
he also was
things.
In, who did he play? Lex Luthor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In the Batman version, right?
Mm.
So in that, and Woody Harrelson's a main character in that one. It's just a great, funny, awesome take on zombie movies. In that movie, Bill Murray makes just an epic cameo. He's only in it for a few minutes, but it is so awesome. You're just like, oh my God, all of a sudden Bill Murray's in this movie. This is freaking incredible. So I was so excited to see this new... There's a new zombie movie coming out, and they're saying that this zombie movie has the greatest cast of all time. I'll let you decide. I'm going to tell you who's
okay.
in this movie. It's called The Dead Don't Die. The stars include Bill Murray, Iggy Pop, Tom Waits, RZA, R-Z-A, RZA, Selena Gomez, Adam Driver, Tilda Swinton, Chloe Sevigny, Steve Buscemi, Danny Glover, this guy named Caleb Landry Jones, who you think you don't know, but you do know him. He's Banshee from the X-Men. He's the brother in Get Out. He's Allison Williams's character's brother, the one who's kind of a douche to the black guy when he gets to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why can't I picture that guy?
And he's like the assistant to the dad with the whole, you know, brain thing going on. He's also in 3 Billboards. And he looks really different in that one. He's the kid, Red, who sells her the billboard. Space.
Right.
And the 3 Billboards. Rosie Perez is in it and Carol Kane. It's a pretty epic cast. I mean, it sounds great. I don't
Casey who?
Caleb Landry Jones. So you'll see his face. You go, oh, yeah, I do kind of recognize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, click
guy.
Over a couple pictures and you'll start to be like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, there's a picture of him.
Oh, I got him.
Yeah. So he's just one of those dudes. He's like a character actor. Kind of looks a little bit like Steve Buscemi to me.
Mm. He does. He also, look at this. It looks like he's modeled.
Oh,
hey. He looks like a lady right here.
Oh, let's have a look at that. Oh, wow. That's very young, long hair. beautiful, staring, haunting eyes. So Bill Murray just coming back to the zombie world, which he's so damn funny in Zombieland. And anyway, this movie's called The Dead Don't Die. I don't have a release date. Are you able to see when that's... Can you look on IMDb?
It's June.
Oh, June. Oh, it's right around the corner. They probably shot it already.
Look how pretty he is there.
He looks like a vampire in that. He should be in a vampire movie, not a zombie movie.
Huh.
So that's, there you go. Zombie fans is a little news for you. There's a Sex and the City follow-up series in the works.
A TV series?
Yeah.
Is it the same four chicks?
There's really not a lot of information about it. So Candace Bushnell wrote the book Sex and the City, and I think she was a columnist and had written a bunch of pieces and did sort of a grouping of those, and that's what they based the series on.
Uh-huh.
You know, a bunch of her.
How can they reboot every damn thing in the world and not reboot that show?
Right. Well, she's writing another book, or it's a book is coming out on August 6th. It's called Is There Still Sex in the City? And it's about sex, dating, and friendship after the age of 50 in New York. Mm. So as we all age.
Why wouldn't she do... Why wouldn't you do a new Sex in the City with young people?
Like a prequel type thing?
And have it... All the modern intricacies of trying to get something going today?
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely a whole new world.
With all the dead faces across the dinner table from you, you'd have to be going crazy.
Yeah, I think it could be a pretty fun series. And I
I'm right here.
I like the idea of it being at age 50, because if I found myself single and dating at my age, I would just, honestly, just thinking about all those Tinders and OkCupids, I'd be
that.
Like, oh, no. You know what I'll do? I'll just stay in my house.
Don't just stay in your house.
I'm staying in my house. I don't have the energy for that. So anyway.
You know what? You say that, but if you were single again and you went on a date with someone you liked and you got that from the very first moment.
Yeah, but how many dates do I have to go through to get to that?
I don't know, but the second you got that, like, not that you don't love your husband or people who have been together for many years aren't completely thrilled, but do you remember that first?
Oh, hell yeah. The first 2 years of a relationship, you're just like, has anyone ever been this in love?
Get on top of me right now. You know that feeling? Yeah. Like, oh, God. You'd be into it.
I don't know. I'm kind of old. So the book is coming out on August 6th. I don't have I do not have a timetable for the show.
Uh-huh.
But they're saying that they haven't even seen the book yet, and they're already like, yeah, that'll be a great idea. We'll do Dating Over 50. Uh-huh. So that is if you were a fan of the show. And I don't know if they would bring back, they should. Why wouldn't they bring back all the girls?
Because they don't get along, and that's the reason there haven't been 10 movies.
Can't they just get along for a minute just to do this?
Nope, I guess not.
Seems...
By the way, speaking of little dating apps and stuff, OkCupid is helping Game of Thrones people get in each other's pants. There's going to be now a Game of Thrones certified status on there. Actually, it says here, if you hate wasting your time on dating apps messaging people who don't even know about Game of Thrones, OkCupid has your back. They're launching a new Game of Thrones badge. So I don't... Maybe this is a thing that they do. You have certain badges, STD clear. I don't know what badges they award on there. but it'll be a badge that'll appear on profiles of any users who watch the show. So they might do it with other shows in the future, but right now it's just Game of Thrones. They decided to start with it because it was mentioned almost 2 million times in user profiles.
Mm.
Like, don't worry, you won't miss out on Game of Thrones if you're dating me. We'll be watching it together. So they added Game of Thrones related questions to the long survey that every user has to take to create a profile. And I guess if you can answer those right, then you're Game of Thrones certified. You get this little Game of Thrones badge, which is nice. You know, let's narrow this down. I certainly don't want to date someone who's not watching Game of Thrones. I mean, come on.
On the website of OkCupid, dating deserves better. On OkCupid, you're more than just a photo. You have stories to tell and passions to share and things to talk about that are more interesting than the weather. Get noticed for who you are, not what you look like. Well, because you deserve what dating deserves.
That's
better.
A nice angle. I mean,
sure. It's nice to have someone to have a good conversation with.
Not something you're interested in.
Right. So be interested in things, people. There's a lot of people out
there. Don't be boring.
Yeah, don't be so boring. Exactly. Like, I don't care what you're, be passionate about something. Care about something. Be knowledgeable and care about something.
Do cats count?
Sure. They do.
Only if you have 10 or more.
Right. You might find some other cat aficionado. But you can't just like cats. You got to know about cats. I'd be good on that.
When you say that, and I agree with you, and yet there are people out there who are like, I've been on 400 one-time dates. Mm. Something's wrong.
You're doing something wrong.
Something is not.
Let's go ahead and take up basket.
It is you.
Yeah, it's you. John Legend is married to, what's that hot chick's name?
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah. And they got these two little kids.
Yeah.
Luna is their daughter. She's the older one. She's like, I don't know, 2.5.
How's she doing?
Good.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's great. Looks good. Like she's really into that thing that all the kids are into.
Pooping in their pants?
Probably that too. But an Instagram post from John Legend, it starts by focusing on his shirt and what's all over his shirt. What's all over his shark? What all over his shirt is sharks. He's got like daddy sharks all over his shirt. So he's sitting. I don't know where he is. It looks almost looks like maybe a diner or something. Here's the post. Go ahead and play it. Mom. So he cuts it off right there. He should have just kept it going. It's adorable. It's the first time I've ever liked. Actually, that's the second time I've ever liked the shark song. The first time was watching. What? Bryn's daughter dance to it.
Absolutely.
She can't help but, you know, she just starts moving her hips.
It was the cutest damn thing. I was like, no, I guess this song doesn't suck as bad as I thought it did.
Wow.
I like that metal version, though.
It was about to. I didn't say it. What?
The metal version.
Oh, I did love the metal version. Mm. Do you have that handy?
No.
That's too bad.
Hey, I just got a text from Michelle regarding Phil Collins. Yes, he wrote the music for Tarzan movie and Broadway musical.
Oh, I thought he wrote for something.
Oh, so there is a Broadway tie.
There is.
Okay.
But maybe that's not why she's so into it.
Uh-huh.
And finally, I'm going to try and squeeze this in. How was the video of Khloe Kardashian having a breakdown? Was that pretty good?
It was long.
Did you grab me a little chunk of it?
I didn't, because I think you have to see it. It's actually it's fun to watch, but there's a lot of those moments where there's instrumentals.
What do you mean a breakdown? What are we talking about?
So this is a trailer for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Twitter is all over Khloe for her weeping plea to keep her business private as the cameras roll. It's all about, I guess they've already turned around the Jordan Woods thing and they're getting that on the show.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, her family was broken. Look, Jordan Woods did not break up Khloe's family. Her boyfriend,
Tristan Thompson.
He broke up their family.
Well, he'd already been up to stuff long before this girl got into the scene.
So here she is telling you. Oh, the poor dear. Oh, poor Khloe. My family was ruined.
No.
It was the poor thing.
Oh, no. Oh. So this is before. Okay, I've seen enough of that. Boy, they are really trying to make it seem like that show matters, huh?
There's a lot of clips of Kanye in the church.
Yeah, that was super artsy, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, yeah. Really. The music, the weird colored shots.
Kanye must be a part of that.
Anyway, I'm really upset about it. Just watch the show and you can see me yell at you for watching.
This is my... Oh, that poor thing. Okay, thank you.
Highlights.
Enough of that. That's fine.
So fun.
Great.
You love it? You going to watch that?
No. But Yuzi, you're going to watch it. Oh, you fell off the show.
I can't watch it anymore.
I might
I
have
haven't
to
watched
jump
it in
on.
Many seasons.
People are still clearly just, watching it.
Oh, because it's always on. Yeah.
Well, right,
I,
so if you
I
get
do
on,
go past it.
On that channel.
Quickly.
For some reason, I expected her voice to be a lot lower than that.
Why is that? I don't know.
Ooh, my lame.
This is my life. Oh, I just want privacy. Keep the camera rolling. I just don't want anything to. It's just my family is ruined. Turn off the camera. Leave it on, but catch me saying turn it off.
I'm not just TV show.
Take two, Khloe.
Yeah. Oh, really? Should I do it again? Okay. What's coming up in the news, man?
What do you do when your orgy doesn't show?
Oh, the whole orgy, huh?
After these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
What just happened?
I just got back here so very, very late. It was, I came running back into the studio. And
Time to go on.
We get to talking.
That reflex of yours was incredible.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
I didn't even hear the next element
just
fire off.
Just because I pulled it down.
I know. It was quick.
Professional.
As though I know I'm going to get screwed over by this machine.
You should do this for a living.
Oh, yes. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I believe it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has links to everything you could possibly ever want in the history of the internet.
Of things.
So please go to RadioAlice.com as often as you can. You can also watch this show at RadioAlice.com.
No sound, though. Yet. Do we have sound yet?
No.
No. That's too bad.
Yeah, but we all got up at 3 in the morning to shower and clean and groom and dress. So we, you know, you can check us out over here at RadioAlice.com.
I'm voguing.
Here's what's happening.
I have my special cup on.
Oh, yeah. You did. I noticed that. That's a pretty bracelet.
What?
It's a pretty, you know, shiny, should be like bling on.
Oh. What did you? Oh, you called it a cuff.
Mm-hmm. Bracelet.
Oh.
I heard cup.
That's what I heard, too.
Oh.
I'm looking over, trying to figure
my
out
fancy cup, Ben.
What I don't get. Mm. Oh, look at that. That's us.
Are you flossing?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can you floss?
I can floss.
I cannot. Sarah does it way better.
Let me see you do it.
She's really awesome at flossing. You ready? I'm ready to see this.
You watch
ready?
This at RadioAlice.com.
Can I get some music here?
Get some music.
Okay, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're wearing your Budweiser
this
shirt.
This is a fast one, though. All right, here we go. Hold on. What?
You got it.
Hold on. I got to go to double time here in a second.
You can't do it.
I can't watch.
Darn it. Okay, she doesn't
She still
have
does it.
It
better than me. I can do it slow.
I just can't do it at this
speed. The floss dance, it got popular off of this song because
that one kid did it to
this song.
He looks like a little skeleton
that's why I
doing
this song.
Yeah. That's too fast for me.
I know. I should have played a slower one. Sorry about that. Fine.
I could do a half
trying to kill her, Bryn.
What are you trying to kill me? I'm old lady.
It's fun to see your struggle.
The fun watch. You should have been on RadioAlice.com.
Yeah,
the jacket even came off, everyone.
Maybe Brad will make that the Instagram video of the day, Sarah. We could relive that.
You know what?
That would be great.
Sarah and I talked about this off the air yesterday. We really like those.
We should do those
like more often, Brad.
We should mark a few spots during the show if you think of it, Uzi, to you know, kind of so he doesn't have to like search through. Or just do what something he heard. Like
he's doing a great job already.
He is, but more.
I'm not trying to tell Brad to do. I'm not his boss. Sarah.
Brad, as the boss of the ANN, I'm telling you to do. Right, Vinny, I'm speaking for you.
Thank you.
I'm telling you to do 5 a day. They're on. Yeah, 5 a day. They're on the Alice 973 Instagram. And
they're
it's funny because sometimes, you know, I get tagged in them, which is how I see them. So I look and I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
That was funny.
That was. Oh, my God. We were so funny that time.
Anyway. Here's what's happening.
All right.
Major League Baseball opens today. It's a big day across the nation as all of our teams begin the long baseball season and the march towards summer, which is, you know, baseball summer
sport. The boys is summer.
Right. So the Giants play down in San Diego, and the A's are at home against the Angels, so home game for them today.
All right.
This story's a bummer. But I thought it's certainly news people here want to know about. Tech and web-based companies intend to cut well over 1,000 jobs in the Bay Area between now and Memorial Day.
Oh, no.
I guess companies file with state labor officials.
Oh,
so
saying what their intentions are.
SAP, Oracle, PayPal, Instacart, called Thin Film Electronics. Mm-hmm. Are all among the technology companies that have alerted the state's employment development department that they plan to reduce staffing levels.
So between all those companies, 1,000 jobs, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot,
still
though.
A lot, but it's, you know.
Oracle, 352 jobs, 255 from their Redwood City location.
Also, Vinny, there was a story, I don't know, a day or two ago that EA Sports, also Redwood Shores location, is cutting 350.
Hate to hear that. You know, a lot of people find themselves able to buy a home in this area. They're probably just able to buy a home.
Like they need every
barely
paycheck.
You just barely made it. And now you're, you know,
screwed.
Rough. So that's in today's Mercury news. So, oof.
Yeah, no good. No All bueno. Right.
A guy at Days Inn calls 911.
For what? What happened at the Days Inn?
50-year-old John Sengel was staying at Days Inn Motel in West Palm Beach, Florida last weekend. He started chatting up four other guests who were all staying together in one room. It doesn't say here what the, you know.
So four people were sharing a room and this guy had another room.
Right.
And he's chatting them up.
We don't know, you know, if it was all women, half-half, whatever.
Oh, like two couples or something.
But he ended up offering them $500 for an orgy. What do you say?
Well, they're sharing a room and there's four people. $500 is a lot of money. So they said, yeah, we'll do an orgy with you,
he
dude
said,
from room 42.
Come by my room. I'd prefer all of you show up, but one... Two, three, whatever.
Here's he five, wants a full.
Whatever
he
can make
them
happen.
The $500, huh?
Oh, is this the guy?
Doesn't he know you pay after the fact?
He looks so sad.
He is super duper sad.
Oh, let me see how sad he is. Let me see
the luggage under his eyes. My goodness.
Oh, he looks like he's actually in the middle of crying. I'm going to hold that up for the camera in case anyone
Poor
wants
guy.
To. I know there's no sound, but you can check it out. That is one of the saddest faces I've ever seen. Looks
saddest
like
criminal ever.
He's not a criminal.
No?
He just wanted to pay $500 for
arrested?
Love. Because you can't solicit. You know, it's like trying to hit someone up.
Crime.
You're not supposed to pay for. That's not, though. I mean, please.
Makes
men have
criminal.
Needs.
He gave him $500. None of them showed. So he called 911 and reported
said,
the crime.
I gave these people $500 to come and bang me, and none of them showed up.
Cops.
Well, he's a dummy.
Yes.
Asked him to clarify if he meant he offered them money for sex, and he said yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And so he was the one that was arrested, not...
I'm the bad guy!
The money thieves.
How am I the bad guy? Oh,
aye.
That is just too bad.
Here's a fast fact for you.
Sad guy. I love fast facts.
This is a local story. I thought it was fun.
Okay.
When the first Gap store opened in San Francisco in 1969, it sold two things.
T-shirts and jeans.
Well, Levi's.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
And records.
Oh.
The first Gap store.
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting retail concept. I'd still go to that. I could shop for jeans. My kid could shop for records.
Yeah.
Advertising executive. Cliff Freeman came up with Little Caesars Pizza slogan. Huge success for him.
Yeah, sure.
He's also the Wendy's Where's the Beef guy.
Oh.
Cliff Freeman. Superstar ad exec.
He's a Don Draper.
Genius.
Still waiting for Levi's to come around and buy the one I've offered them for 25 years. I don't know what they're waiting for.
America's napkin.
Right. Duh. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All through the years that they, from the 1800s.
I can even picture the ad campaign.
You can see the commercial.
Fan freaking, you think it's going to be a Carl's Jr. ad? No. It's a wipe your hands on your jeans ad.
Well, it goes all the way back to a cowboy sitting around the fire with pork and beans falling on his jeans.
Yes, absolutely.
And from there all
Beanie weenies.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cow crap on him.
Come on, Levi's. We got you.
All the way up through the 60s with all the doobie weed and
sure.
the
right.
I don't know, 70s and the Coke?
Right.
Was that the 80s?
I don't know.
Whatever. I mean, we all do it to our jeans. Yeah. Whatever happens to your hands, you just
do it to your jeans. It's true. Even just like sometimes if it's something gross, I'll like wipe it on the seam of my jeans just so it's not so like not right in the middle of the thigh, say. You know, just find the seam and kind of wipe it there.
But look at you thinking things through. Well, most of us put that half a burrito that fell onto our hand right on the front. Oh, whatever.
Now you got to go low. You got to
rub that
low.
In real good.
You know. Sometimes I'll go as far as my ankle.
Yeah. Just like find the seams down there, wipe it down. Because then it looks like, you know, road dirt splashed up on you. Like people can forgive that. But if it's right on the fronts of your jeans.
Oh, what a pig.
All part of the patina of the Levi's. America's napkin. Got to get my own slogan right. Damn it.
What are you charging for that? $1 million? They can have up for all the use of it they want. I mean, you've been saying it on this show long enough that it is established.
It is for sure mine, right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, $1 million would be great.
$1 million, free and clear. Do what you will with it. We're going to just sit back and enjoy the commercials. We can't wait to see everyone wiping their hands on their jeans.
Come on, Levi's.
In fact, part of your ad campaign could be people wiping their hands on other people's jeans.
Right. Oh, maybe not.
She does it to me all the time. She's not wearing jeans. She's like, you wearing jeans? Oh, great. Well, all right.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
No, it happened. You know, you have your nice
I just had a Me Too, hashtag
Me
Too flash.
No, I asked if I could do it first.
Yeah, she asks. And then before he answers, she does it. You got jeans on?
Right there in the middle, huh?
Right there in the middle. No, it's usually like something that's
low,
not noticeable.
Yeah.
George Washington didn't wear a wig. He was actually balding on top and curly on the sides and had a ponytail. He was a radio guy from the 70s. Wow. He used powder to make his hair look white like a wig on top.
I see. Huh.
And that's why we think
that he had that wig on.
Yeah.
Because who would pick a wig like that? I mean, if I'm going wig, I'm going, you know, something crazy. They all wore those powdered wigs, though. Yuck.
Wouldn't you just go Cher? Like the straight down the middle, long?
Oh. No.
You wouldn't?
I like to have more body. I look like kind of a pinhead when I have like long, straight hair.
Well, your long, straight hair doesn't stay straight and flat. Your long hair you have the most voluminous.
Yeah. But then if I straighten out my hair, you know, like when it's long, if I pull it down and straighten it.
Look down again.
Oh, don't look at it. I'm dying
it
tomorrow.
Is it time, Sarah?
Oh, my God. It's past time. I should have dyed it last weekend.
Why does it have to be till tomorrow?
I just don't want to do it today. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. But what's her face is going to be here?
Oh, yeah. So I'll do it on Sunday. I'll do it. I'll come back with brown hair on Monday.
You should do it today.
Nah, I don't have time today.
What are you doing today?
Joy's coming today.
Oh.
I gotta go to
bed.
What
time is Joy coming?
I don't know. She won't. Have you ever had a guest that like they're like
doesn't give you any time?
Or what days? Or what nights they're going to be staying there?
I don't care for that.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I wish it was a little more nailed down. Yeah. You know, so I don't know what time she's coming.
Will she bring you a bunch of bras?
Oh, I don't know. I bought a bunch of bras.
She's Joy of Joy Bras Company. Yeah,
remember she broke up with her company?
No, I don't remember that.
She closed the store. Yeah,
she was promoting it up until the other day ago.
She wants to do like, you know the show Car Talk? She wants to do Bra Talk. I'm like,
oh.
Okay,
let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
Who would that be marketed to? Men who want to see women in bras or women, do they want to talk about bras?
I don't mind talking about bras. I just don't know how much there is to say about bras.
Well, I feel like that's true, but everyone's common complaint. We're always on the search for that perfect bra.
Perfect bra.
Even though I like the bra I'm wearing right now and I liked it when I first got it, I'm still in search of the next best bra.
I know. I do like the bra I have on right now, but I like it. But it's, you know, the best bra is the one you don't have on, the one that you don't feel. Mm. You know, that's what I want. I want a bra that I can't tell I have on. Okay, we're doing bra talk right now.
See, so
and I think this is not just, so I think
about.
It's girls are interested because they want the best bra, but dudes are like, they're talking about their boobs. I think it might be a pretty mass appeal show.
Well, what I was going to say is Joy sort of gets it. She will be there in her bra.
Yeah.
Like she won't talk about bras and then be wearing a shirt.
And she points out all the different features all around, you know. She has a great torso and bra area, also known as breasts.
Saying it gets bad below the belly button? Is that what you just said?
Is that what you're saying?
I wasn't saying that.
What are you guys saying?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything.
She's topless in a lot of her You've met her, I think. She's topless in a lot of her Instagram posts. I'm not, but she has a bra on.
Yeah.
But she'll be, you know, sort of talking about the bra. Shirtless. Uh-huh. Shirtless. That's what I mean. Joy's going to be on the show tomorrow. She's
all right.
She's a kick.
We'll see what she has to say.
Yeah. Or she might say nothing. You know how people are when they get on the radio. I don't feel like she'll be one of those.
But she was married to radio.
She was.
Yeah. I want to ask her all about when she, you know, got with Hooman.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You got to ask all about. I'm sure her husband will love that.
Oh, is he coming in too?
I'm hoping not. I'm going to tell him not to. I don't really have room in my car.
I wonder if...
No, Ed, tell it. We only have one set of headphones.
We only have one extra mic and one set of headphones, so you can't come.
Oh, you know what?
Not big enough.
The last time we saw her, she came with two girlfriends.
Yes. No, just with Karen, right?
Was it one girlfriend?
I don't remember at all.
She was at my 50th. Were you at my 50th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's
when you say Karen...
Alex Luke's ex.
Yes. Yes.
We're referencing people nobody knows. We'll talk about this off the air.
All right.
It's for the best. But she's on tomorrow. You're going to love her.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Phil Collins did The Lion King, says 707.
No, Elton John did The Lion King.
408 says, Phil had a song on the Tarzan soundtrack.
That's what I was thinking of. I think he did the whole song.
It's called You'll Be in My Heart.
Oh, this is the only one?
He won the Academy Award.
Maybe he
for
did the whole. The
I thought
whole
he did the soundtrack, but what do I know?
That's possible. Here's the main song.
707 says, commercials on radio.com are the best I've heard.
Oh, how lovely. People love radio.com.
Yeah, they do.
925 says, half gram of oil. This is the doobie weed conversation that Bryn was helping us with earlier. Half gram of oil is equivalent to about an eighth of bud. 1 gram of oil is about a quarter.
Oh, so like if you were to buy, if you said, I want to buy a quarter, and then they squeezed all the oil out of it, that's what you'd...
A quarter's a nice bag of weed.
Yeah, it's a nice bag of weed, yeah.
I mean, that's...
no dime bag.
As long as you don't bring that to a party.
Right.
Which is where it just...
How is everyone pinching out of that?
Come on.
I'm left with sticks and seeds in here.
Leaving here with
nothing.
I'll
try and smoke those.
From now on, I'm going to find some little container that I can carry just a little bit out with. Mm.
You don't see sticks and seeds anymore.
It's all the good stuff, frankly, I wouldn't know.
70s. I just don't.
Did you go through a phase, though, where you were looking for little containers to hold your stuff in? Did you ever have that? Like, we used...
film containers.
Film containers was one of the things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or pill bottles.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
You did that, too?
Well, you had to keep your weed somewhere, man.
Well...
Yeah.
You didn't want your mom finding it.
But mostly it was baggies.
Yeah, baggies. Mm. Put your weed in there.
Met my boyfriend of 8 months on OkCupid.
Oh.
I definitely had the most luck on there with the more serious dates who didn't just want to hook up.
Oh.
Hook up.
I'm looking for love, not a hookup.
Are you?
I don't know. I might be if I find it. Otherwise, a hookup's fine. I hate this.
Other than my wife.
Why do you hate it?
Look at Yuzi breaking a song.
I don't want people to be looking for people other than their wives.
Other than my wife.
She loves it.
Yeah,
she medicines yeah, right.
No, it isn't.
Everybody now.
Someone other than my wife. Other than my wife.
You know, what I'm noticing about this is that there's no women singing in that.
What?
It turned out it was just a sausage fest.
Right.
And then they released everyone's information to their wives.
Oh, man.
And somehow they're still in business, by the way.
Oddly enough, yeah.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Survivor because I got a note that I thought was interesting and I wondered about it myself. I got a lot of Jussie Smollett stuff that I'd like to just sort of skip through real quick. And then Neil Schoenshaun makes the news today.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.